In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Welcome in. It's a Tuesday edition of Rush Hour Sports right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Bernie Miklas is alongside. We've got you for the next hour. I'll have you for Sports Open Line after that. So just sit on down, spend the next 3 hours and more with us here at KMOX. Bernie, always good to see you and talk to you. How are you today?
Doing good. Busy day, man. I keep going and going and going. I love it that way, but I don't know. I'm ready for a beer. I don't know about you.
All right. I will never be mad at anybody for that. We have a little bit of breaking news here at the moment.
Sure.
Because just moments ago, 4 minutes ago, I got a press release from the Cardinals announcing the players that they had selected the contracts of. So these are the players that they are protecting from being selected in the Rule 5 draft by other teams. Outfielder Joshua Baez, catcher Leonardo Bernal, and left-hand pitchers Cooper Jerpy and Bryson Mautz are the players who have been added to the 40-man roster, while right-handed pitcher Jorge Alcala, who was arbitration eligible, he has been designated for assignment, so he comes off the 40-man. I guess just anything jump out at you at that?
Not really. I think that's a pretty common list of what we expected. Now, depending on who you read, and I respect the people that keep close tabs on Cardinals prospects. I mean, they were worried about some others, mm-hmm. and also wondering if they would keep Yerpy only from the standpoint that they've already got some injury prone or injured players on their 40 man already. You know, so how many can you? How many more of those can you load up? So. I don't know. You know, what do you think? I mean, am I missing anything?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. I think it's a good opportunity to take a step back and say what a year Joshua Baez had, because if we're talking 365 days ago, there's no chance that he's in this spot, and we're looking at this guy as being one of the prospect level players that just never came to fruition for the Cardinals, and certainly no guarantee that he still is going to. But man, did he put together a year this past year where he opened up some eyes.
Listen, he's a great example of how when you have a very good player development operation, which also includes the physical performance people that can. It isn't just about, you know, hitting technique or this or that, but it's about body movement. It's about the mental approach. And, you know, they got Joshua Baez together, two different groups of Cardinals people that work with prospects. And they got him together, and they not only worked with him on changing his plate approach and to have more plate discipline, and it was a smashing success. But the physical performance people worked with him away from the field on his body movement. They noticed some things. Said, look, you got to smooth out your body. Man, you're not getting a direct path to the ball. So we're going to work with you in the gym, and we're going to make sure your body movement is in sync of where it should be. And talking to some Cardinals people, they're saying that's a great example of how this is supposed to work. So Joshua Baez got all this great instructions on two different levels, and all of a sudden his career took off, and all of a sudden he's, you know, one of the more highly regarded prospects in baseball, and he's just rocketed up the Cardinals list. And Baseball America said that Joshua Baez could be in St. Louis sometime in 2026, and they project him as a guy who can hit 30 home runs and steal 30 bases.
You know,
I that would be pretty good, I think.
We all get frustrated about different parts of what's gone wrong with the Cardinals over the last few years. Bernie, there's nothing that frustrates me more with the fact that they did not allow their young players coming up to become the best version of themselves, because they just they didn't have the instruction, and they didn't have other types of infrastructure, whether it's technology, whether it's personalized planning, like everything that they've put in. A lot of the stuff that Rob Serfolio has been very involved with since he's been with the Cardinals, all these things that didn't exist. It's like buying this brand new car and then never changing the oil. It's just
that's right.
It's wild that it went down the way it went down over the last few years.
And Serfolio was a key hire, as we all know, because it was Serfolio and Larry Day who, in effect, did an intervention on Baez and said, "Look, we got to help this kid. We got to break things down, but we got to give him the help he needs on two different levels. And we'll get our performance group, and we'll get our player development group, and we'll work together, and we'll get this kid on the right track." And that's exactly what they did. So for the people who inexplicably, at least to me, don't understand what this player development fuss is all about, and they're mad because the Cardinals aren't going to waste money on a like $18 million on a number four starting pitcher or whatever, I don't know what people need to know why what they're doing down below in the minors and the player development, why it's so important. I don't know what they need to know. Maybe it'll take all these guys coming up to the majors and being really good. But what the Cardinals are doing down below is really exciting, and it is extremely valuable, and it will pay off. But, yeah, let's go sign some hack free agent and spend money just to show we're spending money. I'm against that. Other people, for some reason, are obsessed with that. But we'll just see how it all ends up.
I'm going to be curious to watch. Because anytime these guys come out, you know, when you're drafting them out of high school, out of college, wherever it might be, we get the scouting reports. We kind of know what the floor is, what the ceiling in all likelihood is going to be. I'm going to be curious if the Cardinals become good enough in what they're doing in the minor league system that they start hitting on the higher side of the scouting reports on all these guys more often, where a guy gets to the big leagues, and if you want to go to MLB Pipeline from 4 years ago and see what the report was on him and what he looked like, are the Cardinals going to be actively making these players not just better, because they're already making them better, Baez is the perfect example of that, but better to a point that it is really having an impact at the major league level?
That's a great question, and I'm confident that they will, but results are what matters. I'll give you an example. They have a precious commodity in this Raniel Rodriguez, and he's 18 years old, and Baseball America and others, they just can't stop gushing about him. I mean, they're just raving about how they believe this kid's going to be great in the major leagues. So you know, and I know, knowing that they have a potential piece of gold there. You know, and I know that Rob Serfolio, Larry Day, Heim Bloom, all the beautiful people that they've hired who are good at this, they're going to do everything. Like, there's no limit to what they're going to do to make Raniel Rodriguez pay off and be as good as he can be. And the thing of it is, his upside is phenomenal.
Yeah, we just got a message that came in from our guy Deadly, and it says, "What are the tools that the Memphis Redbirds working with that are going to turn all these guys into stars?" And I know he's being a little bit facetious about this when he says that, but I think it's, look, I can't sit here and tell you the names of the pieces of equipment and everything, but I can tell
you
this,
stupid.
Because I have worked around the Milwaukee Brewers. And I watch them invest into the pitching lab and into the data, into the technology. No, I can't sit here and tell you that it's this piece of equipment, this, and the other. But I can tell you the industry standards from a logistical standpoint and an infrastructure standpoint, the Cardinals have not had it. They're in the process of adding it. And Bernie, it's going to have a profound impact.
Well, listen, this is an example of someone who doesn't understand. You know why? Because he doesn't want to understand. It's much easier to do the lazy thing. It's just like payroll, like as if you throw money around, you're going to win automatically. It takes a little curiosity and a little bit of intellectual vigor to try to actually find out what they're doing and how it's starting to help already and pay off already. So I don't expect to see intelligent remarks from people that have already made up their mind and they're being cynical and jaded about all of this. I mean, they're not even willing to give this stuff a chance. They're already convinced it's some kind of scam or some kind of failure. Oh, they could have signed up. A top 100 free agent with that money they've wasted on all this crap down in the minors. That's what we're dealing with here. But let them go. Let them do what they want. The proof is in the pudding. And, you know, eventually we'll find out whether they're stupid or whether some of us who like what they're doing we'll have a reason to say, see,
yeah,
this is what we thought.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get results in the next couple of years, and then we can go back and we could say who was right and who was wrong in the situation. One other comment I want to get to before we get to a break, because I do think this is kind of interesting. Bill asks us, is this why JJ wasn't called up in September just to be able to protect these four players?
Yeah.
Kind of. I think they talked openly about the fact that they wanted to have as much 40-man flexibility as possible being given to Chaim Bloom. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know the spirit in which that question was being asked, but I also think that it is worth, that is part of it, that being able, and they needed even more flexibility, and that's why Alcala's gone. They got rid of him off the 40-man roster, and there's still some things that are going to happen, and we'll see if anybody ends up being non-tendered before the tender deadline. I think it's likely that they'll have a player or two on that list. Right. Alcala probably would have been on that list. I think you look at a John King, even an Andre Pallante as being non-tender candidates, but I think that is a reasonable question and assumption.
Yeah, and I want to thank DS Bill for that question, because we got to get some intelligent stuff on here if we're going to take fan feedback, because the whiners and the criers and the complainers, all they want is attention. This is another extension of like X for them. They're not interested in having an intelligent conversation. So I thank, really greatly appreciate the people that do want to engage in an intelligent fashion. Thank you very much.
That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. We're going to continue down this line. Are we surprised by anybody not being protected? One of those players, Blaze Jordan, he's the number one player that people are talking about. Could he possibly be selected by another team? We'll discuss that coming up in just a moment as we roll on. This is Rush Hour Sports on KMOX.
This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
It's Rush Hour Sports right here on KMOX alongside of Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. Thank you for making us a part of your evening, your drive home. And we're continuing to talk through the news of the day. What we learned just a few moments ago is the Cardinals made their decisions on who they were adding to the 40-man roster to protect them from Rule 5 draft consideration. Joshua Baez, Leonardo Bernal, Cooper Jerpy, and Bryson Mouzal being added to the roster. Then Jorge Alcala was designated for assignment. Alcala still had a lot of upside, Bernie. Just he threw hard, electric arm, but somebody who you would have had to pretty much guarantee a spot in the major league bullpen. And I feel like, especially with Chaim Bloom, I really trust him in terms of him going out and finding pitching. I wouldn't have been upset if they would have kept him on the roster and kept him around and see what they got out of him. But this doesn't, I'm not trying to talk out both sides of my mouth, but this is one of those things that I would have been fine either way.
Yeah. I don't have much to add, because frankly, I don't know about as much about him as you do. So I'd be faking it to try to give some quote expert opinion.
He throws hard. Yeah, like, you know, that's the name of the game right now. And we, you know, he has swing and miss in that arm. But we also have seen him. We've seen other teams give up on him as well. I do think the fact that Blaze Jordan wasn't protected is maybe the most interesting part of this whole thing today. He's somebody that they went out and acquired, and now he's very close to being big league ready. That's part of the gamble that goes along with allowing guys to be eligible for the Rule 5 draft is, if you feel like no other team is going to select them, then you don't add them because they're going to stay in your organization. I feel like there's at least a puncher's chance that a Blaze Jordan does get selected by another team.
Yeah, I'm surprised for two reasons. I'm not shocked, but a little surprised for two reasons. Because first of all, Heim Bloom drafted him in Boston and third round and in 2020 and thought very highly of him because the kid was a phenom in high school and someone that was winning home run hitting contests everywhere. He's big and strong and he has raw power. And after a slow start in the minors, you know, he started to really come on. I think in 2025, like his triple A team with Boston before the trade that sent Steven Matz to Boston, you know, he was starting to slug. I mean, he was starting to crank out some power. And I think that, you know, I think it was in Double A where it was really starting to come. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he slugged 513 in 2025. Then they moved him up to Triple A. Sorry. And so given the fact that the Cardinals don't have a lot of power and given the fact that Bloom thought so highly of the kid that he drafted him in the third round, that surprises me some. But on the other hand, Bloom also knows his weaknesses and Bloom also probably has a great idea of whether he can really fit onto this roster over the next year or so. And maybe there's no room at the end. And he's probably gambling that no one will take him in the Rule 5 because he's got some flaws. So some teams may avoid him. Maybe the Cardinals will have a chance to bring him back.
Here's another thing that I hope changes with this organization under Heim Bloom. They held on to way too many of their players who were either like 4A guys or were major leaguers but weren't going to be big-time contributors. So year after year after year, you would look at that 40-man roster and you would see players that, oh, that's a nice player. That's a player that you're fine with. But there were a lot of guys with not much of an impact ceiling. How about, well, we'll use that term. Their ceiling was not major league impact, and they were being held on to. In some ways, I feel like that might be Blaze Jordan. Like, people immediately compared him to Lucan Baker when he came into the organization. If that's what his ceiling was going to be, a guy who was going to be a nice but not great big leaguer, then okay, go find a great player. Go find a player who's got the potential to be really, really good.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and along those lines, because, you know, I've had more time to kind of process some of the people that were put on the 40-man previously to this. I'm a little surprised in a way, like Cesar Prieto. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a good AAA player, but I'm not sure how he fits in the big league club because he's been in the minors for a while. It's not like he's a baby, so I don't know what his upside is. I'm not ruling him out, but I'm just saying I don't know that is this a guy going to be an impact guy? Or do they see him as a bench piece? I don't know.
That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. You are listening to Rush Hour Sports. Back with more after the news right here on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rush Hour Sports continues on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It is Rush Hour Sports. We have you for another 20 minutes, and Sports Open Line begins immediately following alongside of Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. Thank you so much for being tuned in. We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk a little hockey. Blues are back at tonight. They are going to play the Maple Leafs, a game that is set to get started in Toronto in about 20 minutes. Bernie, you said something yesterday, and I wanted to go down this path with you, and I'll make a Cardinals comparison. When the Cardinals went into this quote-unquote runway season this past year, I took the stance that, you know what, if you go into this year and you end up learning that some of these players just aren't very good and you have to sell low on them, I'm not going to be critical of the team for doing that. You went in, you found out what you need to find out, and you sold low, and that's part of the process. I will deal with it. Not apples to apples, but kind of a same comparison. I'm at a point right now with the Blues where if they make the decision that, look, this team is not going to win at the highest level when Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas are your highest paid, top of the roster players, I'm okay with selling low, doing what you need to do. Those guys are on, they have no trade, so that restricts things a little bit. Just get to the, however you're going to acquire your next top level players, go do that, but it doesn't have to be in a trade for those guys. Like, if they're really, yeah. If they want to cut the cord. I don't care what they get back for them. Have you come to that point yet?
Well, I don't know. I still think if they're going to, I think Thomas and Kyrou would be coveted. So I think I would expect they need to get, relatively speaking, a lot for those guys. I mean, they can't sell them low. The first guy to go, though, should be Pavel Buchnevich. He's a waste of money. He's got, he got a big contract. I remember some fans, to their credit at the time, saying, I don't know about this. He's been kind of problematic. He ought to be the first guy on the market. And then in that case, just getting his salaries and the long-term commitment off the book, I think would be smart. I don't really care whether he's here or not, but what's the point of carrying a guy who is a passenger? He's not willing to help drive the car.
I don't know if he's tradable with that contract. I don't know how much
I don't know.
That's you can, if they will accept a trade, to your point, Kyrou and Thomas are tradable assets.
Sure.
I don't know how much you're going to get for those guys. And again, it wasn't so much about not getting great talent. Let me rephrase this. It wasn't so much about, if you traded Jordan Kyrou and he's supposed to be the best player on your team, right now, you're not going to trade him for somebody who's going to come back in and probably be the best player on the team. That's basically what I'm saying, and I'm okay with that. That doesn't mean that you're just getting you're just offloading these guys for absolutely nothing. But they've, I mean, the at some point in time, if these are not going to be the guys that lead you to the highest level, you have to find a way to cut bait.
Yeah, and listen, I'm a guy that's praised Doug Armstrong a lot, and I'm not going to be a phony and pretend that I haven't. I mean, I'm grateful, like a lot of Blues fans are grateful that, you know, under his direction, they won a Stanley Cup. And I thought his retool went really, really well. I thought they'd be good this year, but his retool is kind of blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And he made when he traded Zachary Bolduc to Montreal for the young defenseman, Logan Milieu, I know a lot of people are upset. My whole thing was like, well, I'm going to keep an open mind on it. But so far, it's been a disaster. And it's early, but it's been a disaster. And so I'm frankly not sure about Doug Armstrong's leadership anymore. There's been a lot of bad contracts handed out. And I did a video on this. You know, the one thing about the Cardinals, when they, you know, the Cardinals have to do their own retool, call it a rebuild. They've been dormant for the last 3 years. But when they decided, you know what, we just need to take a fresh approach. We need to start fresh. We need new voices, new minds in here. We can't continue with the same people. At least Bill DeWitt brought in Chaim Bloom. My question is, if they're going to blow up this roster, do you really want to give the dynamite to Doug Armstrong? Or do you want him turning a rebuild over to Alexander Steen, who hasn't had the responsibility at this level, not even close? Wouldn't Steen be a continuation of Armstrong? I give at least DeWitt credit for saying, you know what, we need a change. We've kind of run out of gas with this regime. I don't know that Tom Stillman would make a decision where he would go on the outside and hire someone that he thinks will be better.
You know, something that maybe it has been addressed and I missed it, and if it has, somebody can tell me and I will recognize and acknowledge that. I don't feel like the Blues have really explained what the dynamic is going to look like between Armstrong and Steen. Because Armstrong, I believe, is still going to have the president of hockey operations title. Steen's going to be the GM. It's not an apples to apples when we compare it to baseball, but John Mozeliak was the president of baseball operations, and then the general manager did not have final roster decision stay. Does Alexander Steen, when he comes in as the GM, is he going to have final roster decisions? Is it still going to be Armstrong? Was this are we making a big deal about a guy who's just kind of getting a added title to his name? Like, I don't understand. I don't know what it's going to look like.
But see, none of us know. I mean, there's been some talk in media circles that, you know, maybe Doug Armstrong's going to stick around a little longer. And so I'm like, see, that's my point. It's like, you know, not to drag out the analogy, but this would be like, not an exact match, but this would be like when the Blues need to sort of blow it up and start again, this would be the equivalent of Bill DeWitt elevating Michael Gersh to be the head of the baseball operation, mm-hmm. a guy that's been there with Mo for years and years. Why should I trust, it's no disrespect intended, why should I trust Alex Steen that he's going to take over and immediately, you know, have all the answers? I don't know. The Blues could use some outside voices and some fresh hockey minds, and because they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. They have won. You know, all the fans rip the Cardinals. I get it. The Blues get a free pass in our town to an extent. The Blues won the Stanley Cup in 2019. Great. The Cardinals' last playoff series win was in 2019. Since then, the Blues have won one playoff round since then. The Cardinals haven't won any. But my point is, the Blues have stagnated under their leadership, and I'm not sure why that's okay to continue down that path.
What's the lesson to be learned on why the Blues get the free pass? Is it simply that Doug Armstrong is a really likable guy who speaks in a way that people kind of relate to?
Well, yeah, but I came across something that I put in my video. You know, I use SpotRac as my go-to salary tracker, payroll tracker. It's the perception among the fans. It's like, well, Tom Stillman's trying everything to do to win. He's doing everything he can to win. And I'm not questioning his desire to win, and Tom Stillman's an honorable guy. and he's been great for the Blues. But I did some research rather than taking it as gospel that the Blues always spend to the cap. No, they don't. In fact, over the last four seasons or so, I don't have it in front of me, but it's in the thing I did. They've been down 17th, 19th, 26th in the payroll rankings. So it's but they're perceived as having ownership that's utterly committed to winning. Do whatever it takes. It's just not supported by the facts. It used to be. And they also keep the same people in place to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. So, yeah, that's why there's a double standard. And I think the double standard ought to be called out. Bill DeWitt screwed up, okay? He let this thing go stagnant, and he stayed with John Mozeliak too long. He screwed up. This thing could have stayed at a higher level. But when he finally got around to saying, we need to go on a new track, he brought in new people to do it instead of staying with the same people that got him in this jam in the first place. That's all I'm saying.
I get frustrated that the DeWitts don't get credit for the expenditures that they have put in everything they've done over the last couple of years. First, the instructors they brought in, the data and technology, the spring training complex, like all that.
Facilities, everything.
Yeah, I think they get I think they get dinged a little bit in terms of what they deserve, the accolades they deserve for what they're investing right there.
Well, it's because a lot of fans don't care about, when they hear rebuild, they have an allergic reaction. I kind of get that. But they don't want to really understand what's going on down there. We've had a couple trolls on tonight's show leaving comments. They don't want to understand it, so they don't try. And it's easy to be lazy and just dismiss everything as like some type of propaganda scam or whatever their point is. But if you go read independent people, talking about what they've done in their farm system, in their player development system, and all the smart people they've brought into this operation, I like their future. But it also has to materialize. I can't assume that it'll materialize, but I like, compared to where they've been, are you kidding me? The direction they're on now is incredibly better. I mean, they already got the number one farm system in baseball, according to FanGraphs.
That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. One more break. We'll take a look at traffic, and then we'll come back and wrap up this edition of Rush Hour Sports here on KMOX.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left in the program. It is Rush Hour Sports. That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. Sports Open Line comes up. I hope you'll stick with us for that. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening for Sports Open Line. I just wanted to touch on this real quickly. Eli Drinkwitz met with the media today, Bernie, and I mean, he didn't say anything groundbreaking. He said all the normal stuff about loving Mizzou and the you know, some of the message board stuff isn't real, and he didn't tell his team that he was leaving. It's all the same stuff every single day, and until actual decisions are made, there's nothing to really glean from what's being said.
Yeah, until a coach, this applies to Lane Kiffin too at Ole Miss, until a coach, whoever that coach is, who's rumored to be looking around, until they say, nope, I'm staying, I informed our administration today. Until they say that, it's a lot of words. The one thing about Drink, and I'll be quick, that I appreciated what he had to say today, he did a good, thorough job of explaining why he made the comment about, you know, we got to get some, you know, Fortune 500 companies in the state behind us more. We need their financial support. And he explained why. He gave a thorough breakdown of, like, where they are in NIL and how much, in effect, you know, they're spending per player compared to some of the top dogs in the SEC. And he's just saying, It costs more money now to get the best players, and we've got to step it up. I don't have a problem with him saying that. I mean, that's, it seems to me, an honest assessment. Now, a cynic would say, well, he's just trying to make an excuse ahead of time for leaving. I'm not quite that jaded. I mean, that might happen, but I want to see how it plays out. I appreciated the fact that he elaborated on that comment, and he did so in great detail.
Do you, and we've only got about a minute left, so maybe we'll touch this later, but do you think there is a civic responsibility for large companies to be supportive of major athletic programs in the states where they do business?
Well, it's a tough question. I think in this case, if you got Mizzou grads in a position of power at some companies where they can get more involved, I think they should, because if you're going to be, see, this is the whole thing with Mizzou in the SEC. You know, I used to criticize Mizzou for collecting SEC money, but they weren't doing anything to make their program better. And a lot of that has to be the boosters behind the program. So, you know, if boosters in other states where SEC football is more important, if companies and boosters are going to really step it up there, well, that's the terms of engagement. I mean, whether local businesses, Fortune 500, whether they want to step up or not, well, if they don't, they don't have to. But your program's not going to get to a higher level financially in terms of what you can do.
That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. Thanks so much for being tuned in. Kevin Wheeler is back coming up tomorrow. Bernie, I hope to visit with you on Sports Open Line tomorrow, and then we'll all be back together on Friday. We've got Thursday stuff to do, but Sports Open Line on the way next here on KMOX.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.